Jeff Stonebanks is ready to take us through some of the gardens for September, which will be open for the NGS. He is the Assistant County Organiser for East and Mid-Sussex and also is in charge of publicity. And can you believe, Jeff, that it's September?
I know, it's depressing, isn't it?
So how many more months? I mean, we do have gardens open in February, but when's the last sort of roundup?
Well, the last batch are October normally, so there'll be some gardens to talk to you about later this month, or later next month, right in October. But yes, then it will move to sort of late January for the early opening gardens in February, yeah.
Wow.
And another year gone.
Zoom. What was that? That was your life.
No. Oh, it gets worse the older you get, definitely.
Well, you're a bit older than I am, so I suppose. I'm only joking. All right, then, what have you got for us?
Okay, well, first of all, congratulations to Tom on his Gardener's World appearance, TV star in the making there.
Yes, Jeff, thank you.
Okay, well, let's look then at the gardens in September. The weather's been a real challenge, as we heard from Ian, and it's been quite difficult, I know, from my own garden, trying to maintain it in a pristine condition, but I'm sure the owners of the gardens I'm going to mention will be working their hardest to get them looking good for you. As always, all the gardens I'm going to mention allow children in free and serve homemade teas. We'll start first with a brand new garden for 2015 in northeast Hampshire. It's Stanford House in Winchester, which opens up on the Sunday the 6th of September between 1 and 5 with admission £3.50. The garden's located in St James Lane and is 3/4 acre with strong design. It's been redeveloped since 2003 by its architect owners to complement their Georgian house. There's a lawned garden, shady woodland and hot garden with interwoven paths throughout and also a lovely Mediterranean outside sitting room. Next up in northeast Hampshire is Wheatley House in Kingsley near Borden. It's a magnificent setting of panoramic views across fields and forests with sweeping mixed borders, shrubberies and grasses. The colours are spectacular with striking white and black board, now with some deep red accents. There'll be local craft stores and paintings in the old barn, and it's opening on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of September between 1:30 and 5:30 with admission £4. Moving over now to West Sussex, we've got Bignor Park near Pulborough, 11 acres of peaceful gardens to explore and magnificent views of the South Downs. Visitors will find interesting trees, shrubs, wildflower area, and the walled flower garden has been replanted with herbaceous borders. It's the former home of romantic poet Charlotte Smith, whose sonnets were inspired by Bignor Park. It's open on Sunday the 20th between 2 and 5pm with entry £5. Next in West Sussex, there's Five Oaks Cottage near Petworth. It's opening by appointment right through September. This is an acre of delicate jungle surrounding an arts and crafts style cottage with stunning views of the South Downs. Visitors will also find naturalistic new perennial style planting with much new for 2015. Creative clashes of colour and use of shrubs. Call Jean on 07939 272443. That's 07939 272443 if you would like to visit, and entry is £5. Now over in East Sussex with Ringmer Park, situated below the South Downs outside Lewes, with 8 acres of garden built up over the past 30 years by gardener Michael Bedford. He's created a series of gardens and borders differentiated in terms of plants, type, structure and colour palette with superb downland views. Ringmer Park will open on Sunday the 13th of September from 2 to 5 with admission of £5. Then we've got High Beeches in Handcross, a 25-acre enchanting landscape woodland and water garden with many rare and beautiful plants, an ancient wildflower meadow and glorious autumn colours with a picnic area to boot. It'll open on Sunday the 27th of September from 1 to 5 and entry is £7. Finally, then we move into Surrey, where my colleagues tell me the hills are alive with the sound of September gardens. The two they recommend have wonderful views of the natural beauty of the Downs. First, Cold Harbour House in Bletchingley is a 1.5-acre garden offering a breathtaking panorama of the South Downs. Originally planted in the 20s, it has been enhanced with fuchsias, hibiscus, potentillas, mahonias, figs and walnuts. It's open on Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th of September from 1 to 5 with entry £4.50. Next, we've got Woodbury Cottage in Reigate. This is a jewel of a cottage garden with a beautiful backdrop of the North Downs. Enjoy an inspiring and colourful diversity of shape and texture, including groups of pots with unusual and interesting plants. The garden is colour-themed and is a rich and vibrant in September. It's open 3 times this month, on Saturday the 5th, Sunday the 6th, and Wednesday the 9th of September, between 1 and 5, with entry £3.50. And then Stop Press We've got a gardener that appeared on Gardeners World last March. Selina Botham's garden, 21 Glenavon Close, is popping up and opening, not in the book, it's an extra opening, and it's going to open on Sunday the 20th of September. It's a relaxing, secluded garden with curving paths, swathes of grass and peaceful pond. Unique guided tours will be available and design advice. As I say, Sunday the 20th of September from 2 to 6 with entry at £4. So there we have our selection for September, Joe. But if any listeners are interested, my own garden, Driftwood, which featured in the Sunday Telegraph last weekend, is open this weekend and next weekend for the Lewis District Art Festival. And we've got 15 artists' work on display in the garden and for sale, tea and cakes. And as usual, details of that are at driftwoodbysea.co.uk. Though for the National Garden Scheme as ever, website is www.ngs.org.uk. That's www.ngs.org.uk, or visitors, listeners can call 01483 211535. That's 01483 211535.
And is that your final opening of Driftwood this year?
It will. Next weekend will be the final opening until next June, yes.
And what do you do after that? Do you go out in the garden and relax and throw litter around? Or how do you celebrate that?
Well, I don't know. Part of me celebrates it and part of me gets quite depressed about it because it's so nice having people come and look at the garden. But it has been difficult. I mean, it's not looking its best at the moment because we've had so much heavy rain that really just pummels it down. And the annuals are really starting to come to the end of their life. But it'll be a case of sadness and breathing a sigh of relief because we have been very busy and it's been quite tiring this year.
All right. Well, it's good to have you on and well done for making the Telegraph. Not quite in Tom Brown's league.
I know. Sad but true. There you go. You never know. Having said that, Gardeners World did contact me last week with an email and I've had a number of questions to answer. Whether it materialise into anything, we don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
I do hope so. I look forward to chatting in a month's time.
Okay then, Joe. Cheers. Thanks,
Tom. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Stonebanks from the NGS.